Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Metzora, one affected by Tzara'at. Week 28, First Aliyah. This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. Leviticus 14, verse 2, first part. What's the relationship between the cleansing of the Metzora and the Messiah? The Talmud compares the Messiah with the Metzora, the leper. In Sanhedrin 98b, it is written about the Messiah. The rabbi said, his name is the leper scholar. As it is written, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him a leper, smitten of God and afflicted. This passage teaches us about the close relationship between purification of the Metzora and the Messiah. And here we'll highlight some of the secrets of this Aliyah. Leviticus 14, verse 2 and 10. His purification was completed on the eighth day. Before his death, Yeshua was infected by the leprosy of sin of the world in his soul and body. In the day of his resurrection, the eighth day, he was purified in the heavenly realm. Leviticus 14, verse 3. Outside the camp. Yeshua died outside the city and his purification took place in heavenly places. Leviticus 14, verses 4 through 7. Two live birds, one of them dies, and the other one is let loose in the open field. Yeshua dies and is then risen to fly in the open field. Leviticus 14, verses 4 and 6. Cedar wood. Yeshua dies on a tree, hanging on a horizontally positioned wood, probably cedar. Leviticus 14, verses 4 and 6. A scarlet. Yeshua was dressed with a scarlet robe before dying. Matthew 27, verse 28. Leviticus 14, verse 4 and 6. Hyssop. Hyssop was taken to Yeshua's mouth when he was dying. John 19, verse 29. Leviticus 14, verse 5. A clay vessel. Yeshua's body was a clay vessel. Leviticus 14, verse 5. Running water. Yeshua had to go through the waters of death. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 17, and Jonah, chapter 2, verse 5. Leviticus 14, verse 6, the live bird was dipped in blood. Yeshua still has the scars of his death in his risen body. Leviticus 14, verse 8, he will wash his clothes, shave all his hair, will bathe in water. Yeshua had to go through the Tevilah, the baptism of death, Luke 12, verse 50, in order to remove sin. It was symbolized by dirty clothes, infected hair, and ritual impurity. Leviticus 14, verse 9, on the seventh day. When Yeshua was still in the tomb, sin was eliminated. Leviticus 14, verses 10 and 11. On the eighth day, he was pronounced clean and presented before the Eternal. On the first day of the week, Yeshua was pronounced clean and presented alive before his Father. John 20, verse 17. Leviticus 14, verse 12. Trespass offering. Yeshua was given to the Eternal as an offering for the trespasses of the world. Blessed be the Eternal for the atoning death of Yeshua. Shalom.